your queen. But the real Millie, you are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the things that failed me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
To play your part in saving our planet, join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lukulu River overflows, flooding villages in Kasama. Nakase demands immediate end to misuse of free education grants in the Ministry of Education. And in global news, rescuers see 12 killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, has disclosed that Lukulu River in Kasama District has overflowed its banks, affecting Mponda and Kariaria villages. Giving an update in a statement on the flooding situation and ongoing response efforts in Kasama, Chinsali and Kanchivia districts, WAMA says critical access routes, including the bridge to St. Fidelis Mission Hospital, the only hospital serving these communities, have been disrupted. The authority reveals that the same bridge is also used by pupils attending St. Teresa Girls School, and movement to the hospital and school has since been temporarily interrupted by the flood waters. WAMA, however, says its officers are on the ground working closely with the Zambia Red Cross Society and the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to support response efforts. The authority has reminded communities that additional flood risks previously forecast remain in effect, with the Luwu River in Chinsali District expected to reach flood levels around 20th February, thereby affecting Mbao, Kalwela, Mwee, and surrounding areas near Luwa Mission along the riverbanks. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, is demanding an immediate end to the misuse of free education grants within the Ministry of Education. NACAES Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, says these grants are meant to support teaching and learning in public schools, not finance administrative excesses or questionable activities. Dr. Chansa recalls that his organization raised concerns about the misuse of funds in July 2023, but notes that costly workshops and meetings by senior officials have continued, a situation he says reflects a disregard for accountability and undermines the purpose of free education. He explains that on April 10, 2014, the Ministry of Finance released a deeply concerning report detailing widespread abuse of education funds, revealing that more than 356 million kwacha has been misapplied within the Ministry of Education. Dr. Chansa says the continued silence by the Minister of Education on this widespread abuse of public funds is deeply concerning, and warns that if urgent and decisive corrective measures are not taken, the noble intentions behind the free education policy will be fundamentally undermined and will not be appreciated by citizens.
Therefore, we are demanding an immediate end to this abuse and also for an independent audit into this widespread abuse. We have credible evidence of some of these officers that are abusing these grants, and in due course, we may be forced to expose these people because we believe that prudent utilization of funds in the ministry is very, very important. And therefore, we call on the minister to show leadership and make sure that anyone found wanting in this matter must be able to be brought to book and not just merely warning them.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has stressed that unity, resilience and collective responsibility remain critical to Zambia's development as the country strengthens its engagement on the global stage. Speaking in New York during a working luncheon hosted in her honor by the Permanent Mission of the Republic of Zambia to the United Nations UN, Dr. Muti has highlighted the growing role of Parliament in international processes, including participation in United Nations engagements and the ratification of global treaties. She notes that active involvement with the UN enhances informed legislative oversight and reinforces Zambia's commitment to promoting peace, sustainable development and human rights. Dr. Muti also observes the progress made in stabilizing the economy, boosting agricultural production despite drought challenges, and increasing investment in alternative energy such as solar power to address electricity shortages and support future growth.
In terms of us as the people of Zambia, we need to ensure that we work together for the benefit of our country. Development, when our country develops, is for the benefit of all of us. So it's important that we work together, we support the projects, the programs that are meant to advance the country to even higher heights. I think where we are coming from, it has been a rough patch. And with the drought that came through, the shortage of power, the future was very bleak. But I think what the government did, they did not sit back to start mourning. Where will power come from? They started putting programs in place.
Meanwhile, Zambia's permanent representative to the UN, Chola Milambo, reaffirmed the mission's commitment to advancing the country's development priorities.
I believe that the communities here have benefited from your wisdom, wisdom, and just how the challenges of the Caribbean have been overcome. From the perspective of Africa, the development agenda remains very important. The world can change its focus, but fundamentally, we are still dealing with the issues of 101. And so, the appeal that we continue to make to the international community is that, yes, the UN has to go through reform, but in whichever configuration that come out, fundamentally, it has to drive the development plan.
Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda, retired, has called for unity and thorough preparations among stakeholders as the country embarks on the highly anticipated delimitation exercise. Speaking to Phoenix News, Major General Mukanda has confirmed that the Commission has officially commenced the first phase of the program, engaging with trainers who will chair meetings at district level. Major General Mukanda explained that trainers are being equipped to ensure a transparent and inclusive process, with sittings intended to be collaborative platforms rather than arenas for conflict.
The intention exercise started. We started with talking to our trainers and get them ready to, you know, chair the meeting at the district level. The stakeholders will have to come together and make proposals as to whether they need a constituency, qualify that proposal, and that the meeting is not supposed to be a battleground. You know,